this, in the case of a 10-acre lot, it, we would have 25% buildings only, maximum.
Do you have a concern that five says that the coverage area won't exceed 25%?
Lot coverage area?
Yeah, I mean, is, does that...
Yeah.
Does that conflict create a problem?
That area, that was based on the entire lot, though, right?
Could I address?
Because that's...
Yeah, I think...
That's how it's written in our ordinance.
It's written in the ordinance, that way I know.
That was on the entire area, the 25% building coverage was for dedicated areas for each building.
Well, if I might, Tony, indicate that would be... The 20, in section two, where it says the buildings cannot exceed more than 25%, they can't go more than 25%. If somehow the applicant failed to show that they would be entitled to expand the maximum lot coverage, which that is set at 25, but can go up to 65%, as long as you show that you have the proper stormwater planning, if somehow they couldn't, then the buildings couldn't be 25%. It says no more than that, though. That would mean, now, that might mean the project might not happen, but the second thing was, okay, the buildings can't be more than 15% or 12%. It is expected that if you're going to do this kind of project, you are absolutely going to address the stormwater as a key element to get at least above 25%. There might be some reason why the engineer for the township might even say, yeah, I'm good to 50%, but not 65, and definitely not to that extra, which is allowed in the ordinance, to go to 75%. So I think the idea of the buildings was, let's not have too many buildings to try and make, even quite frankly, the aesthetics look. And, you know, zoning-wise, you're not really supposed to mandate aesthetics, but that doesn't mean to say you don't want to have it look good. So under the circumstances, there wouldn't be too much buildings rising up from the ground. There's still going to be paving, which is why you couldn't go to 25% building and only have 25% lot coverage. You'd have to have more.
So in the event that the township did not grant a request to exceed 25% of the lot coverage, you don't believe that the language that 25% would be the maximum building area would present a challengeable conflict?
No, because it says no more. Okay. If it says that you can have 25% automatically, I would agree with you. You're creating a conflict there. But because the other thing is, in the conditional use criteria, it says that you have to make sure this is going to be compatible, obviously with the community, but also with the environmental issues. You know, and stormwater is an important environmental issue. So if it doesn't fit, you say, I'm sorry, we can't do that. And if the numbers are backing that up, even if I am good at filing appeals, I'm not sure that I would waste my time trying to do that, because how do you can't say that's subjective, you know, and that's a reason to turn it down if it had to be. I would hope that somebody would be smart enough not to leave that on the table before they came in with the application. That they would say, you know what, we got to show that we can make that stormwater work. And if we can do that, hopefully the engineer would agree with that or at least get close to it. So I don't think that there's a conflict built into that, the way it reads.
Okay.
The other thing with respect to my friend and Kevin Stroyan, quite frankly, the state's made it real clear about when you can charge impact fees or not. And so to say that there has to be something to provide for community support is problematic if you write it into an ordinance. On the other hand, I've been on the other side of that table for many, many years, and oftentimes we will suggest to a developer that something needs to be done to address this or that. Sometimes it's fire company related, or it's stormwater related, maybe a project down the road that's being worked on. So the idea that there can't be contribution, yes, but to say up front that you're going to require that to pass an amendment, I think would be inappropriate. I do think it's a conditional use issue, but not a curative amendment, issue.
Right, and to be clear, as a curative amendment, this ordinance change would apply to more properties than just the one that
There's not that many that are available, but yes, there's other properties that are 10 acres in size that could, if they wanted to, qualify that are in the DD zone. Yep.
Very good. And then...
I don't have any other comments unless something else comes up.
I just have one. Rachel pointed out, Mrs. Hendricks pointed out that the Article 4 indicates, uses the word repealed.
Yeah.
I think it should say that the sections were inconsistent would be superseded by this section, not repealed.
I mean, I really disagree with that. I do see that as a clarification. I don't think that's a back to the drawing board amendment, especially because our first meeting with the Planning Commission was on April 9th of 2025, and we have met with the Planning Commission somewhere in the neighborhood of 11 or 12 meetings altogether from April till January was our last meeting. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that poses any. That doesn't affect the project that I'm interested in. The superseded versus a repeal. Yeah.
I don't know that would trigger a new review by the county.
No, it doesn't.
I think it is a clarification.
It's a clarification.
Kevin Stroyan again. I want to clarify. I wasn't making a call for impact fees or whatever. I was asking the developer personally and with his business history, how supportive have they been in the community? What kind of things are they doing? Let's talk about helping the Lions Club or picking the trash off the road. Or that's more of the generic kind of thing that I was looking for. I wasn't talking about straightforward impact fees. That's why I'd like to like a comment from the developer.
And by the way, I forgot to mention that unfortunately a meeting was called that he was required to attend in Monroe County. In fact, he's listening in, but he's had another zoning matter down in Monroe County involving the East Strasburg School District, I gather.
With all due respect, I put Milford Township first.
Thanks, Kevin.
We appreciate that you do, Kevin. The other change that has to be made in the final is the 2026. The copy that I have says adopted and enacted with blanks, and then 225.
Oh, because mine says 226.
Yours says 226.
Yeah. Mine says 226 too.
Okay, very good. So along the line somewhere that was made, but the regulations is still misspelled and proposed is still on the front copy.
The word
what
regulation,
I have.
Yes, I see it. Okay. All right, let me see if I can have those changes made by trying to. Are there any other comments?
Bill, was your hand up to make some comments?
Anyone else in the audience? Mr. Waldron, anything further? Supervisors, anything further?
Bob, did you have anything?
No.
If not, I'd ask for a motion to close the hearings.
So moved.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thanks for your comments, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Are we going to vote on any of these?
You could do so now. You can do so later. It depends on where you are on the agenda.
We are, actually. There's Shahana did go over the secretary's report already, but just to note, the population under 2,000 committee is going to be meeting at the end of the month. So if either of you have something that you want to discuss with the committee, it is an online meeting, and or I will be participating online if you want to send something to me to bring up. They are taking agenda items now for that meeting.
What's it for? Good.
PSAT's population under 2,000. So it's just a general discussion of other townships of similar size to ours.
About what's going on in them, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about our issues, concerns, things that as a group we might want to discuss and get feedback from other similarly sized communities.
Okay. This is going to take 24.
Is that one right?
Just check.
I thought it was.
Yeah, mine is.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the amendment to section 306.
I'll second that.
All in favor, so you probably say aye.
Aye. All right. And then what do you want to, what would be the appropriate thing to do with amendments to 431?
You would make a motion to adopt the zoning amendment conditioned upon the clarification being made and the typographical errors being fixed.
The clarification.
The two clarifications. One is the regulation.
The typo being corrected on the front.
And also the clarification on Article 4.
On Article 4, the word
supersede.
Supersede.
Replace. appealed.
Okay.
Any motion?
It's your ordinance, Bob.
I wasn't paying attention.
So you want to make a motion to adopt?
Yeah, I want to make a motion to adopt 431.
Yeah.
With
the
correction to the typo on regulations.
Correction to the typo on regulations.
And the change of the word in section 4, repealed to superseded.
Okay, with the change of the word in section 4 from repealed to superseded.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
Yep.
Thank you.
Say hi to Debbie for me.
Hello.
Okay, anything new on the Constitution Avenue Bridge updates?
Nothing new at this time.
What would we do about putting a sign up like that? Do we need a motion to put a sign up like that? Okay, so you want to just wait and see if you think we have any traffic issues?
Yeah, is the other one up?
Because I haven't had any.
Kind of waiting to see.
The signs
that 431, is that
thank
around?
You.
Well, what are you going to do with 431? Are you going to provide a...
Well, it's Andy's ordinance, so I didn't do the printing. I'll make the change, but I have to get a word copy. Do you have a word copy of that ordinance?
You don't have Adobe to be able to modify a PDF?
I don't know. That's the question that I have to ask Christine. She probably does.
And that's the signature page. So... you'll get us a new signature page.
Yep.
The signature page has that superseded change to
read. Oh,
yeah. Of course it is.
So you'll circulate that tomorrow?
I'll circulate it tomorrow, yes.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
So then the last item on old business is the hydrant fee.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to do the secretary's report?
Oh, I thought you had
done that
before.
I did the zoning.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we skipped that because we went right into the hearing.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. I received Chapter 102 Erosion and Sediment Control Plan Adequacy Letter for a property, and it's from Pike County Conservation District. I received a Certificate of Insurance from T.C. Hogan. Krista Casares from the county informed that Penn State Extension has online webinars that can be accessed related to data centers and more on their site. I received Pike County Legal Journal from Bailey Design and Advertising. Kimberly Babcock from the Warrior Wrestling Booster Club requested permission to use the parking lot on May 9 for a planned fundraiser to benefit the local wrestling team. The Pennsylvania Local Technical Assistance Program is pleased to announce an in-person workshop in developing local road safety plans. This instructional session will be held at the Dingman Volunteer Fire Department on Tuesday, May 12th, 2026. And that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hydrant fee implementation, Milford Water Authority.
I believe we discussed this in the workshop, and I just need authorization to send Mr. Claybier a response, and I guess our response is going to be we'd agree to meet with them via Zoom, trust them.
Via our normal workshop time.
At workshop time.
Yeah. Yep. The other thing that should be noticed is the correspondence that we received back from the Water Authority indicating that once the billing begins in April, for the fees to township residents, they intend to stop billing the township for the hydrant fees that they've continued to send us late notices on.
Right.
I'll make a motion to authorize Tony to send the response that was discussed. So there's a motion and a second. Go ahead, Kevin. Thank you, by the way.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
Have
you too.
Right
thank
home.
You.
Thank you.
If the Water Authority has agreed to not charge the township for fire hydrant fees, for it to be okay because they're charging the residents and not charging us, is quite frankly laughable.
It's not okay.
That's all I have to say.
That's why we still want to meet with them.
That's why we want to meet with them.
We still want to get the answers to the questions that we've sent them multiple times. But that's, I would say, an inch in the right direction.
Maybe we could have a bake sale and contribute all that money to the to the water authority to help them with their legal fees. Yeah.
I'm sure they'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Moving on, new business. Request to use the meeting room on May 5th or 7th by the Salt Kill Run Homeowners Association.
I'll make a motion that we approve the meeting room request under the usual conditions.
Do we have a time on that meeting? Because this is the middle of the week.
7 p.m.
Okay. 7 p.m. So the 5th and the 7th being...
It's a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Is either of those
conflict? It's a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Does it conflict with the Planning Commission? You want to flip the calendar and look? The 7th might...
I think the 7th is a Planning Commission meeting.
What's the 1st? Is it a Thursday?
That's my concern.
The 9th is a Thursday.
Fifth hour meeting?
No, the 7th.
That's the first Thursday, so we're good.
Yep.
Yeah. So motion's been made. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. We have a second. We have another request from Warrior Wrestling that we added to our agenda to use the township building on...
Saturday, May 9th.
Saturday, May 9th. Mm-hmm. For a plant sale fundraiser. What's your pleasure on that?
I'll make a motion that we grant permission for them to use it as long as the insurance certificate says Milford Township on it.
And under the usual conditions?
And under the usual conditions, yes.
Second.
All in favor,
Kevin, Kevin had his hand up. Did you have a question about that, Kevin?
Are you doing an application for that kind of a thing and for the Girl Scout cookies and for, wouldn't it make sense to just put a paragraph on the bottom of that this is the landing zone for the Milford Fire Department, AMS, and it may require you to move off site quickly because of it, at any request, kindly look at that. And then you'd have that taken care of every time you're...
Well, that should automatically be put into the response letter, then.
Well, or whatever. If it's right on the footnote on the application...
There's no application.
They
just email.
No, it's just done by letter or an email.
Well, then add it to the letter or whatever.
Yeah, I agree with you, Kevin.
Then it's understood.
There's a form, like when they pick up the key, they sign a form. Like they have to provide.
All right, so add that to there. That this is a helicopter.
I'm going to make a new motion that all parking lot events, letters that are sent out, have on them that it notification that it is a helipad landing
for medevac.
For medevac.
That may require.
And that may require assistance at the time of the event.
And then you can just tell everybody, and you could do that through. I don't know, would you have to do a resolution and then it's just every time it's done or it's just that's standard practice?
Right? Just standard practice.
Yeah, just have it put on every letter.
That was to amend all the response letters.
Right, all the response letters.
Second.
And all the future response letters.
Motion been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Recognition letter for the Vogelsbergs 50th wedding anniversary.
I read the
letter.
Draft letter, I'm happy with it.
It's good.
I'm happy with it.
Yes. Good job.
Good job.
Thank you.
Review so, of...
Do we need to act on sending it out?
He's got to sign it, I think, right?
There's not a spot for signature.
Oh, there's no spot. Okay.
You might want a spot for signature on it.
Like, are you talking about the signing?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can sign by your names?
Yeah, we could do that inside. Gary would prefer a line for signatures. So if you want to do a line for signatures and leave it, we'll sign it during the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
That just looks stupid. You got your name typed here and then you're
signing free form.
Yeah, space them out a little bit and put a line to sign on.
Yeah.
That's what we usually do. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good job on drafting the letter.
Yes, it was very good. Review of correspondence for the permit manager.
Permit manager, if you're sending out mass notifications to people on permit manager, they're not going to be set up with that until June or July.
June 1st.
June. So they wanted to know if we wanted to start the conversions now and then later on if we decide we want to. I think we should just wait till June and do it all at once. And then when it's gone over, we'll know exactly how to operate it. Because now this is going to be a completely different format. Because it's all cloud-based. And Dingman's already started doing it. And when I spoke to their SEO, she said, wait till you get into that. It takes some getting used to.
So I think the previous correspondence had indicated that there was only a certain limited period where the conversion was free, and then after that there would be additional charges for it. Is that still within the free period?
From what I read in the letter, that's still the June one is still within the free period, right?
Okay. So with confirmation that that's still within the free period, so moved.
So as long as, take one of the June spots, as long as it's still within the free period?
Okay.
All right, so I'll make the motion that we do that.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Planning Commission recommendations.
The AutoZone doesn't belong on here yet.
No.
So I'll table the AutoZone application that is going back before the Planning Commission at the end of this month, and then it will have to be back on our agenda for the next month. And we'll have an extension on our agenda for the next meeting for them as well.
Yeah, I told her to leave it on there. We could always table it, just in case something came up.
Well, do we have to ask for an extension? This was their issue.
They sent the extension so that when we have the meeting, if something happens to where it's needed, it's there.
Right. And Tony, you probably... saw that discussion in the minutes, right?
I saw that discussion, and I think I'm going to take another look just to make sure. I believed in they resubmitted everything. It was not resubmitted until the January primary meeting.
Because they made changes after the...
Yeah, they resubmitted the whole thing.
Engineers' comments were reviewed.
Well, there may be confusion over that. That's the only reason I'm asking.
Okay, no problem.
And
I will remind them at your next meeting also.
It'll be to your next meeting. Did the group next door, did they leave a point person or someone that was in charge of their group, or did they leave any kind of contact besides just notifying property owners? They didn't?
No.
Okay.
No. It was the same process that they were to follow that they used
right,
for...
Right, but usually when you have that, then somebody comes forward or whatever, and if that didn't happen, then we don't have any obligation to them. Right?
My understanding is that neighboring property owners have already started to receive their notices.
Okay.
Last item on the bench is the engagement of Fuller Engineering for Actor 537 plan.
We're still waiting on the
proposal
for him to come up with an approximate pricing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Motion to table.
Motion to table.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
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 You get a second. We got two motions. Any other public participation?
Question for clarification. I apologize for this ahead. But that May 9th event, what is that event again? What time?
May 9th is the Warrior Wrestling Flower
Warrior Wrestling
plant
flower sale.
I'm sorry, Warrior Wrestling?
Plant sale. 9 to 3, I believe it was.
10 sale?
Plant.
Plant.
Plant sale,
plants.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, plants.
What time would that be?
I think it's 9
we're
to
looking,
3.
We're looking.
9 to 3.
Thank you.
Okay. Question 2 on item, the new business A. What day was decided upon? I'm sorry.
For what?
For item A, use of the meeting room for Short Hill.
We authorize both dates.
Both dates.
They'll pick one.
Whichever date they want.
Okay, so there's no one singular date?
No.
Decided by the supervisor?
Correct.
And again, what is the upshot of old business C regarding the hydrant fee implementation? What is the conclusion on that? I'm sorry.
The conclusion is we authorized our attorney to respond, to indicate that we would prefer to have a one-on-one Zoom meeting with us and the Water Authority at our regular workshop time.
Okay.
And that the Water Authority has indicated to us in writing that they will stop billing the township for the hydrant fees once they begin billing at the beginning of the next quarter for the residents, the ratepayers, I'm sorry, to pay instead of billing the township. So they were doing, it appeared they were doing both by putting the notice in at the beginning of the year, but they didn't actually add the cost to the bills at that time. So once they add the cost to the bills, when folks get their bills starting in April, they will not be billing the township any further. That's the correspondence that we've received from them.
And therefore, there's no need for a meeting?
That's not correct. We have additional questions. And so we still have a need for a meeting, but the content of the meeting has one less item on the agenda, if you will.
Okay. I understand. And unrelated to the agenda, my last question, anything new with regards to the data center ordinance amendment?
Not at this moment.
The Planning Commission doesn't meet until the end of the month at this point, so their next discussion opportunity will be the end of the month. At the 24th.
It was being worked on during our last meeting, so we really didn't even go over it.
Thank you.
We're really close.
Anything else under public participation?
Anybody else public participation?
Executive session? If not, I'll make a motion we pay the bills and adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Motion aye.
Aye.
Hey, does anybody know?